7:55. Cloudy, 54 degrees. All right, here's what I was going to say, and this is something that actually we're going to kind of codify and do as a station per se, and we talked about it yesterday. And here recently, there have been a couple of issues that have popped up, and we have given shout-outs to local businesses that we are very familiar with, and we know they listen, and said, you know, give us a call and kind of straighten us out on this. And there has not been a call. There's been kind of silence and crickets. And I think I'm doing armchair psychology here, but we have seen this happen more with political elected leadership, with local business leaders. People are really scared to give their solid personal opinion on anything because of the irrationally angry response that might come back from people who disagree. Now, that's what we get paid to do, but other people are not used to that and getting calls at home and at the business and because you said so. Now, the scary part is that some people, we're not even asking them to give an opinion. We're asking them to give facts to make sure that we have a situation straight, but they're just afraid if their voice is heard and recognized and identify themselves, they're going to get tattooed somehow with some sort of label. And these are people that we know very, very well, and I have talked to them, and this is true. This is something that is happening right now. It's a phenomenon that I've never seen before because of the not just the divisiveness in the country, but the incredible emotional waves that come after somebody has said something that other people disagree with and their willingness to lump people in. If you disagree with them, then you must be an absolute enemy.
Yeah,
on everything else. And on the other side, in the other camp, it's people are now afraid to just call in and give us a fact. Just
to
call in and give us
100% one way or 100% the other way. You can't blend in any way, shape, or form, or you are the enemy. That's the polarization that has taken place in a relatively short period of time.
It is not good for our nation. It's not good for our psyche. Is not good for our each individual, healthy mindset. You need to be able to say what you're thinking, you know, freely without fear. We should be a safe zone. And I'm sorry that I have probably added to that with the occasional head explosion or, you know, going after somebody, getting overly personal or calling names. I think we all know what I'm talking about. That hasn't happened all that often. But I guess it's pretty scary for some, but that's not going to happen when somebody is asked to call and they call, I grant you. It never has yet.
No, and your head explosions are much rarer now than they used to be.
Thank you very much.
Much rarer.
But I've reached out to a couple of folks.
I'm trying to get a couple more.
I've reached out to a couple of folks and have said, what happened? Where are you? And this is in the business world. This is, like I said, in the political world and everything else. And I really do. And it's just, I don't need that. That's what I'm hearing. I don't need that. I don't need people calling me saying, I heard you. And if you went on there, then you must think this way, as though we even have a consensus.
No, they never say, I heard you.
Yeah.
Someone else heard you, and then they told me about it.
Because
I was listening, to NPR.
There are three of us here. We don't say, we believe.
No. You know,
that's not the kind of show we are. It's not all three of us believe as an individual
person. We might land on the same side of an issue, but we have our various reasons every once in a while on what, you know.
Girl Scout cookies?
Superman. he's for America. You know, whatever it is. But, man, y'all you got to quit being scared, period. Quit being scared.